بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion of the book of المعتقد الصحيح, The Correct Creed by الشيخ عبد السلام بن برجس رحمه الله تعالى. And we have reached the pillar of faith concerning الإيمان, the belief in the hereafter or the last day. This last day is يوم القيامة, the day of resurrection, and what takes place in it from the horrors and also from the splendid matters where Ahl Sunnah are certain concerning this day and its occurrence, as Allah referred to this in Surah Al-Baqarah in chapter 2 verse 4. قال الله تعالى وبالآخرة هم يوقنون. They believe with certainty in the hereafter. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah la ilaha illa huwa layajma'annakum ila yawm al-qiyamati la rayba fih wa man asdaqu min Allah haditha. In Surah An-Nisa 4:87, Allah la ilaha illa huwa, none has the right to be worshipped but He. Surely He will gather you together on the day of resurrection, about which there is no doubt. And who is truer in statement than Allah? وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Hijr 15:85, وَإِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ فَاصْفَحِ الصَّفْحَ الْجَمِيلِ. And we created not the heavens and the earth and all that between them except with truth. And the hour is surely coming. So overlook, O Muhammad, their faults with gracious forgiveness. And this was, of course, before the ordainment of jihad in Allah's cause. And the hour is surely coming. This is the point of evidence. So overlook their faults with gracious forgiveness. Included in this belief is the belief in the resurrection, giving life to the dead. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Zumar 39:68, ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away except him whom Allah will. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing looking in waiting. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Anbiya in chapter 21:104, كَمَا بَدَأْنَا أَوَّلَ خَلْقٍ نُعِيدُ وَعْدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. And remember the day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll rolled up for books. As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it, and it's a promise binding upon us, and truly we shall do that. Included in this is the belief in the records of deeds, that it will be given with the right hand or with the left from behind the back. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Haqqa 69, so we believe in the records which will be given in the right hand or in the left from behind the back. قال الله تعالى in 69 verses 19. Let's take them one by one, inshallah. 69, 19 till 37, one by one, inshallah. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. And as for him who will be given his record in his right hand, will say, take, read my record. إني ظننت أني ملاق حسابي. Surely I did believe that I shall meet my account. فهو في عيشة راضية. So he shall be in a life well pleasing. في جنة عالية. In a lofty paradise. قطوفها دانية. The fruits in bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. Eat and drink at ease for that which you have spent on before you in days past. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from his favors. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ. But as for whom? For him who will be given his record in his left hand. فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. I wish, he will say, I wish that I had not been given my record. وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. And that I had never known how my account is. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. I wish would that it had been my end, meaning my death. مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَ. My wealth has not availed me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. My power and arguments to defend myself have gone from me. خُدُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. It will be said, seize him and fetter him. ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubic. Then throw him in the blazing fire. ثُمَّ فِي سِلْسِلَةٍ ذَرْعُهَا 70 ذِرَاعًا فَسْلُكُوهُ. Then throw him in a blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. Verily he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great. إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. Verily he used not to believe in Allah the Most Great. وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And urged not on the feeding of the poor. فَلَيْسَ لَهُ الْيَوْمَ هَا هُنَا حَمِيمِ. So no friend has he here this day. وَلَا طَعَامٌ إِلَّا مِنْ غِسْلِينَ. Nor any food except filth from the washing of wounds. لَا يَأْكُلُهُ إِلَّا الْخَاطِئُونَ. None will eat it except the sinners, the disbelievers and the polytheists. And from the belief in the last day is the belief in the scales that will be set in justice, and that no soul will be dealt with unjustly. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Mu'minun in chapter 23 verse 102, فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those whose scales of good deeds are heavy, these are the successful ones. Also from the belief in the last day is the belief in the intercession, in that gathering, waiting the judgment. And this intercession has different types. First is the greatest intercession, the great one. And this is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, where he intercedes with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah decrees concerning them in their gathering where they await the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from that is the intercession for the door of paradise to be opened for its residents. And this is also particular to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah bestowed it upon him. And also from that is the intercession to lighten the punishment on those who deserve the lightning of it. And again, this is particular to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in his intercession for his uncle Abi Talib, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lightens the punishment upon him in the fire of hell because of what he used to do in protecting the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and shielding him. There is also the intercession to raise the ranks of some people from the people of paradise to higher ranks. It is said that this is particular to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's also said that this is not only particular to him, meaning it may involve other than the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Also from the intercession is the intercession concerning the people of major sins, and these are the disobedient muwahhids, Muslims, who may enter the hell of fire because of their sins. Then the intercession is for them to be saved from it. And this intercession is for the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and others from the messengers and the angels and the righteous and the martyrs. Similarly, the Quran and fasting are intercessors on the day of resurrection. Similarly, the children of the believers will be intercessors for their parents. And from this is the belief in Al-Hawd, the pool of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is called Al-Hawd, the pool of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said concerning its description, "The size of my pool is like what is between Jerusalem and Sana'a." Sana'a is in Yemen, the capital of Yemen nowadays. "The size of my pool is like what is between Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and Sana'a in Yemen, and it has drinking cups like the number of stars in the sky." It has drinking cups like the number of stars in the sky. "And that its water also is more intense in whiteness than milk, and more sweet than honey. And better in smell and fragrance than musk. Anyone who drinks from it one time will never ever get thirsty." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from them. And also from that is the belief in As-Sirat, the bridge over the midst of hell. The bridge over the midst of hell. People will pass on it, and their movement will be determined by their own actions. Some will move very swiftly, like lightning. Others like wind. Others like birds. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing there, saying, "Ya Rabb, O my Lord, sallim, sallim, have security, have security." Until the actions of people renders them incapable, so that the person would move crawling, and on the sides of the Sirat are hooks hanging these hooks are commanded to snatch whomever is to deserve the snatching. Some may be wounded, some may be lacerated then set free, and some will be thrown into the fire of hell from the disobedient Muslims, and their affair rests with Allah, meaning they will receive punishment in fire of hell as Allah sees fit, but eventually they will be in paradise because there is no muwahhid who will stay in hell if punished. And we believe in everything mentioned in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah from the news of that day and its horrors. We're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to help us on that day. This is, in summary, the matter of creed concerning the last hour. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.